Pro.
Okay, Stephanie, like hundreds of people, you have taken video, home video, of your baby, Holden, and posted it on YouTube. Why did you do that?
Well, the main reason for this particular video was he had just started learning how to walk within a few weeks before this video. And he went from walking to running and walking to dancing. And he and his sister were running around in the kitchen. We were listening to music, and they were dancing. And so I took a little video so I could show my friends online, my mother who lives in California, people who don't get to see him every day. And I took a little video with my digital camera and put it on YouTube for everyone to see and didn't think that much more of it. That was in February of, my goodness, last year.
Right, 2007.
Yeah.
And then what happened that kind of shocked you?
Well, in June of 2007, I got a letter from an email from YouTube, and it said that one of my videos had been flagged for copyright infringement and removed from the site. And all I have up there are some short, simple home videos. They're all pretty much the same thing, just the kids doing stuff. And so I thought, well, it must be some kind of spam, but I'm going to go to my YouTube account and make sure there's not a problem. So I didn't click the link in the email. I just went straight to my YouTube account, and one of the videos had been taken down, and I couldn't figure out what it could possibly be. And when I saw it, I thought, well, that's just the video of Holden running around in the kitchen and dancing to the music. And it was through my correspondence with YouTube that I realized that the DMCA notice filed was filed by Universal, saying that I had infringed their copyright because of the Prince song that was playing in the background while the kids were playing.
And what was your initial emotions and reaction to that?
Once I realized that it was an actual DMCA notice, that the YouTube email was legitimate, I kind of got scared because I know that the record companies have a history of going after people for downloading music, for example, whether they've actually done the download or not. The record companies will go after people, and I thought, well, it seems to be irrelevant whether I actually infringed their copyright or not. It's obvious no one looked at the video. They just sent this notice, accused me of a federal crime, and went about their way. And I thought, what if they end up trying to take me to court or something like that, and I could, you know, we could lose our house, we could get tangled up in a big legal battle, ironically. And the more I thought about how it was making me feel afraid that I had used YouTube in a proper way, that I had not actually infringed on anyone's copyright, it made me angry that they could just accuse me of this and not have any consequence for filing a false notice.
And so what you did was file a counterclaim to the takedown notice, a counter notice,
right.
And you did get your video put back up about 6 weeks later because Universal decided not to sue and enforce its copyright infringement. But you have now filed a civil lawsuit against Universal, and what is that about?
The main reason that I filed the lawsuit against Universal was that I thought it was wrong that they filed these DMCA notices. You know, I don't know how many of them they file a day. I don't know how they decide what they're going to file them against, but they just seem to throw them out there. They seem to cast a wide net and not care who gets caught in that net. If, you know, another friend of mine who had put a video up, if one of them got a takedown notice, she might be afraid. And I thought, well, why are they making everyone feel afraid of doing what is legal for them to do? I mean, it's legal to put your video up on YouTube, provided it's your own creation and content. And I thought someone has to stand up to them sooner or later. And why not me?
And we were in court today while your attorneys from the Electronic Frontier Foundation argued that yours was a fair use, and they, meaning the copyright holders and Universal in this case, has to be more careful and do some due diligence in trying to figure out if the user of the music in this case did have the right to use that. And what is your hope with this lawsuit?
Well, my hope is that they are a little bit more stringent and what's the word I'm looking for? Just that they would take greater care in the DMCA notices that they filed, there are a lot of videos and pieces of music that are online that are being offered that do violate copyright. And I support them in trying to get the stuff on there, that's on there, off of there. But when people are, you know, using fair use, or if they're, you know, it's some kind of an incidental type of thing, if people aren't breaking the law, those people shouldn't be punished for what the rule breakers are doing wrong. I think that copyright should be enforced, and I just feel that, you know, why are they going after me or videos like mine when there are real violations out there that are costing artists money? And that's where I think that they should be putting their effort.
What, from your perspective, is this a broader issue? I mean, because there are hundreds of videos out there with copyright infringement. From the copywriter's standpoint, they're saying they have to be aggressive or the big guys will fall through the net.
Mm-hmm. They do need to be aggressive about protecting their copyright and protecting their product. I don't think that they need to be aggressive with people who aren't violating their copyright is the point that I'm trying to make, and trying to get Universal and, you know, big record companies and big media companies just kind of pay attention to people who are using their product in the way that it was intended. We shouldn't be punished for doing exactly what they want us to do with their product, which is use it and enjoy it.
And what did you come to learn about the whole Prince part of this? Because Holden is being called the Prince baby, because there seems to be something there.
My husband and I were fans of Prince. I think I can speak for him in using that as past tense. I can't help but still like Prince's music. Personally, I don't have the feeling that I had toward Prince a year or so ago. But Holden really doesn't care. We actually had a Prince Philip from Disney themed birthday party for him last year, because he wanted to kind of do a little tongue-in-cheek thing that Holden's having a Prince party. But and we had, you know, everything was completely done, you know, bought everything right from Disney, didn't make our own stuff and violate their copyright. But we've played Prince music in the house since, and he doesn't care about it. He'd far rather listen to something like Chuck Berry or Jimi Hendrix or, you know, somebody like that. Now that's more what he's into, that and Wally.
Have you had any more problems with someone ordering a takedown notice on your videos?
I haven't gotten any more takedown notices on any of my videos.
Excellent. Is there anything else that you can think of as this makes its way through the legal process that you want our viewers to understand?
The only thing that I can really think of off the top of my head is if a big guy accuses a little guy of doing something, the big guy seems to expect the little guy to just roll over and take it. And I think if enough little guys stood up and said, we're not going to take this from you anymore, then maybe the big guys would change the way that they operate.
Excellent. Great. Well, thank you so much. And how is Holden doing now? He's grown up a little bit and still dancing.
Yeah. Oh, he dances like mad. He likes all different kinds of music. He's completely into Lightning McQueen. He's into potty training. it's hard to think of him as the baby in the video anymore when he's gone from toddler into preschoolerhood, kind of, now. So.
Well, in part, I think the controversy has created a fan club for Holden. He's got, what, now almost 500,000 hits?
Exactly. I looked at the video. I got some new comments on it recently, and I looked at the hit count on the video, and I couldn't believe it was 1,000,000 hits for just a little video that had a couple hundred hits, maybe, from, you know, people just browsing through and friends and family. That if they would have just seen what I had there and said, oh, that's not the kind of thing we're looking for, and put their energy somewhere else, that it never would have been a problem for them, and we'd probably still be enjoying the Prince music right now.
All right, well, we'll be following the legal case. Thank you very much, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Appreciate you taking time out for us.
No problem.
Okay.
Thank you.